别眨眼。
Don't blink.
仔细看。
Look closely.
这是青蛙捕食蜻蜓的珍贵画面。
This is a rare shot of a frog catching a dragonfly.
科学家拍摄了数百次。
Scientists took hundreds of pictures.
得出的结论是。
The conclusion is that.
青蛙捕食蜻蜓的成功率仅为10%。
Frogs' success rate in catching dragonflies is only 10%.
不是青蛙菜。
Not a frog dish.
而是他选择了一个树脂怪。
Instead, he chose a tree value monster.
从3亿年前的石炭纪。
From the Stone Age, 300 million years ago.
蜻蜓一直猖狂。
Dragonflies are rampant.
到了现代文明。
To modern civilization,
没有任何进化。
No evolution,
因为它已经无需进化。
Because it no longer needs to evolve,
甚至就连交配时。
Even during mating,
它们都是爱你的形状。
They are all in your shape.
可每年到了夏天。
Every summer,
它就必须紧紧夹着尾巴。
It must tightly hold the insects.
因为他最严厉的父亲来了，书写生存史诗。
Because the most ruthless father came to write a survival epic.
不见生命奇迹。
No miracles of life.
大家好。
Hello everyone.
我是专注动物深度科普的生物图鉴。
I am a bioencyclopedia focused on in-depth animal science.
今天我们就来聊聊自然界最被低估的掠食者。
Today, let's talk about the most underestimated predators in nature.
蜻蜓，蜻蜓可以说是自从地球开服以来。
King ting, king ting, ki yi shu o chi zai kong dai qiu kai fu yi lai.
最古老的飞行昆虫。
The oldest flight log.
也是最高效的捕食者，有多高效？
The most efficient predator is how efficient.
游隼的最高俯冲时速达到了恐怖的380公里。
The maximum dive speed with damage reached a terrifying 380 kilometers per hour.
每小时。
Per hour.
可它捕食的成功率只有23.1%。
But its hunting success rate is only 23.1%.
丛林之王狮子的成功率是25%。
The success rate of the lion, the king of the jungle, is 25%.
擅长团队合作的非洲野犬达到了67%.
The African wild dog pack achieved a cooperation rate of 67%.
可蜻蜓达到了恐怖的95%.
The dragonfly reached a terrifying 95%.
知道这是什么概念吗？
Do you know what this is?
就是它基本可以做到。
Can basically do it.
每次出手都是一击必杀。
Each strike is a decisive blow.
那么仅有几厘米的蜻蜓。
So how many centimeters are these dragonflies?
凭什么这么猖狂？
What are you doing?
答案就藏在它一身的黑科技里。
The answer lies in its lifelong technological innovation.
蜻蜓拥有昆虫界最发达的视觉系统。
Dragonflies have the most developed visual system in the insect world.
它们的头部几乎被一对巨大的复眼占据。
Their heads were almost entirely occupied by a pair of large eyes.
每一只复眼都是由30,000只小眼组成。
Each compound eye is made up of 30,000 tiny eyes.
再加上3只单眼。
Plus three more with one eye.
形成了近乎360度无死角视野。
Created a near 360-degree no dead angle view.
不需要转动头部。
Turn your head again.
就能看到前后上下所有的动静。
You can see all the movements from front to back and up and down.
并且可以看到人类无法感知的紫外线光谱。
And you can also see the ultraviolet spectrum that humans cannot perceive.
最远可以在12米外锁定一只正在飞行的蚊子。
The farthest it can lock a flying mosquito is 12 meters away.
而我们人类也模仿蜻蜓的复眼结构。
And we humans also imitate the compound eye structure of dragonflies.
制造出了由上万个微型镜头组成的复眼照相机。
Created a multi-lens camera made up of thousands of micro-lenses.
一次能拍出几十张不同角度的照片。
Take dozens of photos from different angles in one shot.
如果说复眼是蜻蜓捕猎的火控雷达。
If we say that compound eyes are the dragonfly's hunting radar,
那么它的飞行系统就是自然界不可复制的矢量推进引擎。
And its flight system is a vector propulsion engine that cannot be replicated in nature.
蜻蜓的每片翅膀都能独自运行。
The wings of the dragonfly can operate independently.
可以独立上下前后的单独控制。
Can be independently controlled up and down, front and back.
这是只有蜻蜓才拥有的顶级配置。
This is the top configuration that only dragonflies have.
它能实现悬停。
It can achieve hovering.
倒飞。
Head on.
侧飞。
Side flight.
垂直起降。
Vertical takeoff.
原地180度掉头。
Turn around in place,
甚至能完成飞行中突然静止。
Even able to complete sudden stop in mid-flight,
而它的平飞时速就可以达到30公里。
And its level flight speed can reach 30 kilometers,
每小时短。
Short hours per hour,
距离冲刺速度最高可以达到50公里。
A maximum sprint speed can reach 50 kilometers.
每小时，在蜻蜓翅膀的前缘。
Every hour on the edge of the dragonfly's wing,
有一块深色的角质。
A dark, rough surface,
加厚部分。
Thickened part,
它是天然的配重器。
It is a natural counterweight,
能够防止蜻蜓快速飞行时发生震颤。
To prevent the hummingbird from flying quickly and causing vibration.
人类也模仿这个结构。
Humans also imitate this structure.
在飞机机翼上添加了加厚装置。
The thickening device has been added to the aircraft wing.
解决了机翼震颤的难题。
Solved the problem of wing flutter.
而且蜻蜓每秒钟可以扇动翅膀30-50次。
In addition, dragonflies can flap their wings 30-50 times per second.
并且可以连续飞行数小时
and can fly continuously for several hours.
你就可以想象它的飞行肌肉得有多发达。
You can imagine how developed its flight muscles must be.
可真正离谱的是，蜻蜓可以预测猎物的运动轨迹。
What's truly shocking is that dragonflies can predict the movement of their prey.
比如当它锁定一个猎物时，
For example, when it locks onto a prey,
会计算出猎物
Calculate the prey.
下一步会飞到哪里
Where will it fly next?
然后直接飞到那个位置
Then fly directly to that location.
简单说，就是预判了猎物的预判
Simply put, it predicts the prey's prediction.
超级视野
Supervision
加超级运动系统
Add super movement system,
再加上可以预判
plus it's predictable.
这三样就是它捕猎成功率如此之高的秘诀。
These three are the key to its high hunting success rate.
可能有人好奇了
Maybe someone is curious.
既然成年蜻蜓这么凶狠
Since adult dragonflies are so fierce,
那幼年蜻蜓是不是就很弱了？
So the young dragonfly is very weak, right?
错了。
Wrong.
而且是大错特错。
And it was a big mistake.
幼年蜻蜓叫稚虫。
Young dragonfly.
是淡水生态系统中的顶级捕食者。
It is a top predator in freshwater ecosystems.
它拥有昆虫界最独特的捕食器官。
It possesses the most unique trapping organs in the insect world.
脸盖平时折叠在头部下方
Hidden under the usual position.
捕猎时能够在15毫秒内弹射出去
When hunting, it can be launched within 15 milliseconds.
用末端钩状结构
Using end hook structures.
牢牢抓住猎物
Grip the prey firmly.
这个速度比人类眨眼快了
This speed is faster than a blink.
接近十倍
Almost 10 times.
甚至它们可以捕食比自己体型大的蝌蚪和小鱼
Even they can prey on tadpoles and small fish that are larger than themselves.
可以说，从幼虫到成虫
It can be said that from larva to adult.
蜻蜓一直都是强得可怕的那种
Dragonflies have always been strong and terrifying.
成年的蜻蜓主要捕食苍蝇
Adult dragonflies primarily feed on flies.
蚊子
Mosquitoes,
飞蛾等飞行
moths and other flying creatures,
昆虫一只蜻蜓一天就能吃掉数百只蚊子
A dragonfly can eat hundreds of mosquitoes in a day.
可以说
It can be said that
它是蚊子在自然界中最严厉的父亲
It is the most ruthless father in nature.
但可能是天妒英才
But perhaps it was the envy of heaven.
成年蜻蜓的寿命非常短。
Adult dragonflies have a very short lifespan.
通常只有一到八周。
Usually within 1 to 8 weeks.
只有极少数品种能活两三个月。
Only a few species can live for 2 or 3 months.
在这段时间里
，During this period，
它们唯一的任务就是交配和产卵。
Their only task is to mate and lay eggs.
可不知道你有没有注意到
Have you noticed?
现在已经很少能看到蜻蜓了
I can't see dragonflies anymore.
栖息地被破坏
Habitat destruction.
水污染
Water pollution.
气候变化都在不断地压缩着蜻蜓的生存空间
Climate change is constantly shrinking the living space of dragonflies.
截止到2022年
As of 2022,
蜻蜓目共有6223个物种被列入了濒危物种
There are 622 species of dragonfly that are listed as in danger.
红色名录里，在我国有两种蜻蜓被列入二级保护动物。
There are 2 species of dragonflies in China that are listed as secondary protected animals, one of which is the red-bodied dragonfly.
分别是犄角
horns,
蛇纹
palm wrinkles,
春蜓和牛尾蜥春蜓
spring and the tail of the creek.
蜻蜓是大自然
dragonflies are a part of nature.
用3亿年时间精心打造的完美生物
Perfectly crafted by 300 million years of evolution.
没有图纸
No drawings.
没有计算它的每一根翅脉
Without calculating each of its red blood cells.
每一个小眼
Each little eye.
每一块肌肉都是精确到微米的工程奇迹
Every muscle is a micro-precision engineering miracle.
它是我们最熟悉的昆虫
It is the most familiar insect to us.
却也是最陌生的强者。
But they are also the most unfamiliar strong ones.
这种极致的反差。
This extreme contrast.
正是大自然最迷人的地方。
This is the most fascinating place in nature.
每一种生物都有我们未曾了解的另一面。
Every living thing has a side we have never known.